Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 26th of February. I'll be back as usual at 5 p.m. UK time, that's midday Eastern, for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get episodes as soon as they're ready. You can be like them by clicking on the link in the show notes. Ford is extending its F-150 Lightning production pause for one more week. They've identified an issue with battery cells from their supplier SK. Ford had not issued a stop sale for the F-150 Lightning, but did issue a temporary halt on production and they stopped shipment. The new 2023 Ford Electric crossover coming to Europe will be revealed on the 21st of March, so not long to wait. It may be called the Explorer. We'll find out soon. Right-hand drive Teslas are piling up outside a Shanghai port. Drone flyovers showing a large number of vehicles are waiting for shipment. Many right-hand drive. Yay for Australia. Yay for the UK. Tesla China is reportedly pausing production at Giga Shanghai until the end of February to put in some upgrades. Project Highland is the name given to the Model 3 update. Exterior updates, powertrain performance improvements, and a simplified manufacturing process. We'll find out more from Tesla, I'm sure. Measurement Canada has approved billing by the kilowatt hour for DC fast chargers across Canada. It now allows EV owners to be billed for the amount of electricity they use rather than the amount of time they're plugged in, which seems entirely fair. The European Union's Intellectual Property Office, the IPO, has ruled that NIO and their cars, the ES8 and the ES6, do not create confusion with Audi's S8 and S6. And they rejected Audi's request for invalidation, follows a ruling from a German court which supported Audi. Mercedes are updating the EQB. It's only been out 5 minutes, hasn't it? But they're updating the dual touchscreens, 10.25-inch touchscreens inside, better voice commands, and an unveil towards the end of this year. The Alfa Romeo Giulia Quattrofoglio is going to be unveiled for a 2025 release. We think the fully electric Super Saloon will have 1,000 horsepower, be built on the Stellantis' large platform, STLA Large, and do 500 miles of range. Looking forward to finding out more details about that. In Florida, Senator Jonathan Martin has raised a concern that electric vehicles could become roadblocks if they run out of juice on highways crowded with fleeing residents during a hurricane evacuation. Well, I understand why he'd say that, but that comes from a point, I think, of perhaps ignorance, and I hear that a lot from people who don't really know anything about electric vehicles. Of course, in a hurricane, in an emergency, when there is a power cut, that cuts power to fuel pumps at gas stations. And so, yes, you can run out of electricity, but yes, you can run out of petrol as well. And in fact, if you have solar at home, maybe even solar and storage at home, and you can get through the hurricane itself for those few hours, driving an electric car arguably gives you more resilience to those kind of issues. But this senator trying to flag up that he thinks EVs are dangerous in emergency situations. More education needed there, I would say. US developers have completed a 1.5 megawatt solar carport in California at a Wilderness Lakes campground, meeting 50% of the total energy use. Solar carports are a brilliant idea, by the way. One of the first US solar peaker plants just broke ground, powered by PV panels and Tesla's Megapack, storing 3 megawatt hours of energy, enough for 3,500 homes for an hour. Sono Motors are terminating their Scion passenger car, and they're going to focus on solar solutions. They couldn't make the car work. And Panasonic are looking at the newcomers to the EV battery industry. Of course, Panasonic and Tesla at Sparks, Nevada had that gigafactory for many, many years, saying, hey, newcomers, it's not as easy as it may look, as many people want to build batteries in the US to access those new incentives. And that's Briefly.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.